The Ontario Land Tribunal has approved developer Eden Oaks' application for a 32-unit housing development in Glen Williams. This comes after the town and the developer reached a settlement on some disagreements over the finer points of the application. Dubbed Megan McMaster, the 6.9-hectare parcel of land is located north of Wildwood Road, between 8th Line and Oak Ridge Drive. A zoning bylaw amendment application for the development was originally submitted in 2009. The town was unable to approve it due to some outstanding issues. In 2013, Eden Oak asked to put the application on hold. Rather than request the applications be reactivated for consideration by the town, Eden Oak chose instead to appeal the applications to the OLT for lack of a decision, Director of Planning Review Jeff Markowiak told Halton Hills Today. Site plan of the Megan McMaster proposal. The outstanding issues were, but not limited to, hamlet buffers, zoning details and sidewalk and trailhead designs. Hamlet buffers are the space developers must give between their project and surrounding areas. All parties, which include the Glen Williams Community Association, GWCA, were satisfied with the town maintaining control of the buffers. As part of the settlement, Eden Oak must adhere to 123 conditions before the town is able to grant final approval. Some of them include constructing erosion control, emergency access, tree protection, stormwater facilities and temporary cul-de-sacs, building LED streetlights within the parcel of land, ensuring all street layouts align with surrounding developments. One never obtains everything desired in either a negotiated settlement or a formal legal hearing, Don Robinson of the GWCA said. However, overall, the GWCA's collaborative process effort with the town and region accomplished a settlement which is satisfactory to the GWCA. Such an extensive list of conditions will take some time. Markowiak told Halton Hills Today that the developer has 3 years, with some room for extensions, to satisfy the conditions. Building permits can only be granted once the conditions have been cleared and registration of the subdivision occurs, Markowiak expanded.